Use it for a backstop. Oh, I was going to ask you about this part of my body.
For you.
And which one would this be?
Your ear.
My
right ear.
Uh-huh. And if I had my whiskers trimmed down like this, you'd say this is my
mouth.
And in it, I have a. This is a.
It's a tooth.
All of them are
teeth.
They fit into my
mouth.
The ridges there that.
Gums, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. This is my.
It's palm of your hand.
These are.
Fists.
And in here, so wrist. Then there's a.
It's your wrist or joint.
Uh-huh. This is my.
Chest.
These are my.
Shoulders.
And my leg from
thighs.
Here.
Thighs.
If a man can lift 200 pounds, you say he's.
Strong.
That means he has a great deal of.
Muscle,
strength. Uh-huh. Person who takes a joke well. Good natured. He has a good sense of.
Good sense of humor.
Person who bumps into things and knocks things over.
Awkward.
Person who never spends a nickel.
Stingy.
If a person is 90 and he, she keeps house, does his own cooking, his own marketing, you'd say he was. In other words, he gets around well.
Gets around well. Sir.
I was just wondering if I suggested the term.
Oh. I would normally say he gets around good.
Mm-hmm. Would this person be called spry or active?
Yes,
or
spry.
Would this be a common term?
Yes.
How about a person who is, who has an extremely good mind?
Extremely good mind means what?
We'll say 90 or 95.
Extremely good mind. I don't know, a hard lady. Probably make some remark about him still being mentally alert.
Mm-hmm. Would the term peert or pert ever be used?
I have heard it. I wouldn't use it. I've heard it quite often.
Mm-hmm. Children sometimes won't go by a certain house after dark because they're
ghosts.
Huh? And ghosts, and they say the house is
haunted.
It's haunted, and they won't go by it because they're
afraid.
If a person takes no pride in his appearance and wears old dirty clothes all the time, you say he's, all I'm going to say is,
come on in. Come on in. I'm sorry, your name, Doctor.
Bob Van Riper.
Bob? Bill Wolf.
How do you know you, sir?
Glad to know you.
Hello, Bill.
Well, hello. How are you?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Is any better?
Oh, they
come
the worst they get.
All right,
Chad.
I'm just trying to find out how
to
talk.
Oh.
Trying to find out if I can
talk. He's really rattling along. Is he? Well,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
Come on in, Chad.
I
told him, hey, I'll
get
a picture of
the road
here.
I'm going to
go right here.
I don't know. Okay.
What are you doing? Are you sounding like a voice?
No, I'm just
the next morning
score.
Surgery score.
What do you care now? You just made one mistake, friend. You didn't call. Well, I couldn't tell much about it this morning, but I'm glad you instructed me to investigate to see if I'm going to town. He didn't call. I said, yes, ma'am.
Well,
I thought
he can't say I'm there like
No. Joanne's getting